Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome back to the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. I'm Nikki Seberini, delighted to be with you. We move on to our next guest, Clive Maestri, who is the spokesperson for the Go Healthy with Taiwan campaign and also represents healthcare media in South Africa with MediMags ZA. Clive, welcome. So lovely to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Nikki. And I can tell you, just a quick one on your guest you had before, being Men's Health Month, I think it's so good having survivor stories and something for everyone to listen to as well. So well done on that one. But thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, Clive. And yeah, you know, that's what we want to do on the show is share stories and really important stories and certainly look at, you know, the stigma around men and breast cancer. I mean, I don't know when you started. I mean, you've been in the industry. If you even knew that men had could get breast cancer, but I think there are many men out there who certainly didn't know. So yeah, that's what we try and do is just have all these important conversations. And our next conversation is also very important because it is to do with health and wellness and ideas and innovation and, of course, teaming up with Taiwan, with this health Go Healthy with Taiwan campaign. Tell us all about it, Clive. What is it and how does it work?
Well, it's been such an amazing opportunity to actually embark on this journey. So it's called Go Healthy with Taiwan 2026. It's a global innovation challenge, and South Africa is one of the key focus market areas this year. This campaign is run by Taiwan Excellence, backed by the Taiwanese government. And the idea is simple. They want South Africans to come forward with health innovation proposals that use Taiwanese technology, and they're prepared to invest in those ideas in a very, very real way. So we're talking up to three winning proposals, each receiving, wait for it, $30,000. That's a cool half a million rand in South African rands.
But honestly,
the money, though, is almost the least exciting part of this. The theme is designing healthier futures together. And the word together is the key word here, because this is Taiwan handing something down, you know, to Africa, saying, this is Taiwan. We have world-class health technology. We want to build something meaningful with you.
Clive, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Sorry, Clive. I thought for a moment you disappeared. Clive, this is amazing. So let's just break this down so everyone can get a real clear understanding of what, you know, putting a proposal together and working you know, in that, in it, within the healthcare domain. So what do you mean by using Taiwanese technology? So what does it look like? Are you looking for innovations? Are you looking for something that makes it relevant to South Africa specifically? Maybe just break it down a little bit.
Yeah. That's where it gets really exciting now. So the brief is genuinely broad. So they want any idea that addresses a real healthcare challenge and incorporates Taiwanese products, technology, or partnerships into that solution. So we'll share the link with you that your listeners can click on so you can see the different Taiwanese partnerships that can form. The proposals, interesting to note, are scored on four different criteria. So it's 25% for each. So it's health and well-being impact. Your Taiwanese connection to essentially you've gone onto the site, you've seen a company that could tie into your proposal idea. It's also linked to innovation, and the last one being feasibility. So each of those little quarters are 25%, giving you that grand total. I'll give you a bit of idea about last year's winners as well. Yes. That inspired me as well. So a team from United States used Taiwanese sensors and edging computing to build an AI biomechanics platform. So this essentially would analyze your sport players to prevent sports injuries before they even happen. A team from Ukraine used Taiwanese network infrastructure to keep hospital systems running in an active war zone. And the third place was from Mexico, who built smart bikes with wearable devices that combat childhood obesity in schools. So the ideas can be so out of the box, but again, you need to link up with a Taiwanese partner that's on board and just think out of the box. I think try and solve a solution that you've been wanting to quash in your community, in your surroundings, and that proposal's built around as a partnership. And on submission, I mean, let's put South Africa on the map.
It's so exciting. Clive, do they so once people put the proposals through and you have first, second, third place, what about implementation of it? I mean, do they then decide to move ahead, or are they just looking at proposals and then they see whether they are going to go ahead? I'm just thinking about for example, those bikes. I mean, did they actually go and make them, or
Yes, so the top three winners win the $30,000 each. They also get their prize developed. So the
oh my
concept
goodness.
starts being developed. Other prizes include mentorship from these brands in Taiwan. It is such a global campaign that they really want the entire world to get on board. But for us, I think as South Africans, I mean, we have so many ideas, and it shouldn't just be an idea. I feel like this is the platform to take it to the next level.
And we have so much need, and we have so many ideas, we have so many bright people, and we have such a need. And combining all of those together with this opportunity could be life-changing for millions of people, really, if it's done properly, which I love, Clive, because
Absolutely.
it could change the lives of many people. So I suppose the next question would be, who can enter? Do you have to be do you have to have a degree? Do you what is the requirements in terms of entering?
Well, basically anyone with a meaningful health idea, okay? That's anyone across the board, businesses, universities, NGOs, hospitals, researchers, and I think a lot of the time in South Africa, entrepreneurs, even community organizations, the door is deliberately wide open for the best ideas. And we know they don't only come from labs and boardrooms. Sometimes they come from community clinics, from NGO workers, from students who've
Yeah.
grown up watching a problem nobody's solving. And here's something important. I think you don't need an existing relationship with Taiwan. That's so important to note. This campaign is specifically designed to create those new partnerships, to bring the idea. The campaign facilitates the connection for you.
And are you, I mean, is it available at the moment? Has it been launched? Is there a set date for people to put those proposals through? How do the mechanics work?
Absolutely. So the campaign has started. It's kicked off. The closing date to note is the 5th of August, 2026, which is very soon. So everyone start cracking. It's fairly straightforward as well. You head over to gohealthy.taiwanexcellence.org, which we'll send to you as well. Or if you're trying to get onto the socials, you can follow at Go Healthy Taiwan South Africa across Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn.
You're going to have to repeat those because I'm sure there are so many people who are listening who just want to write it down. I'm thinking about, before you repeat it, Clive, I mean, how are you getting this information out to everybody? Are you going into universities? Because it's not, as you said, it's entrepreneurs, it can be students, it could be people who have been working in the industry for many, many years. How are people finding out about this incredible opportunity?
We've been hosting a few webinars, that's one thing, and we also had one for a university last night, actually. So the
Okay.
interest is definitely there, and thanks to social media as well, it's word of mouth. It's the hype behind something that's so unique for South Africa, and it really is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Is there a cost to enter?
There's no cost to enter, but there's a lovely cost if you win, though. A
Did you say
lovely prize.
$30,000?
30,000 US dollars, yes.
Oh my goodness, there are people smacking their lips as we speak. And any age restrictions for entrance?
There's no age restrictions at all.
I think you may have some young, amazing people, students at in high school, even who knows, getting really
Absolutely.
excited. I'm sure people listening right now are starting to think about it. I really love that, Clive. So if you, yes, sorry.
I really feel like our country has the most creative, resilient, solution-orientated minds on the planet. I mean, working in healthcare media, we see that. And people who want to solve problems, and I think our youth, we are not just sitting back. We are taking action. We're coming up with solutions. So in the healthcare sector, I think this is your chance, guys. Let's jump on board and get South African healthcare innovation on the map.
And I love, emphasis on solving problems. I love that. And really solving problems. Clive, just once again, if you can please repeat how people can
Absolutely.
find the all the information.
Cool. So, head to gohealthy.taiwanexcellence.org. The deadline again is the 5th of August. For further information, though, with the South African leg, you can follow us on social media at Go Healthy Taiwan South Africa in full, across Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn.
Okay, that's pretty clear. And when it comes to entering, do you submit everything on the website?
Absolutely, As long
Okay,
as you
it's
follow, I
easy.
want to actually repeat the four criterias again that the guys need to follow. So the scoring again is based on four criterias: health and wellness impact, the Taiwanese connection, innovation, and feasibility. So those are your route markers that you need to work around in order to get a very, very high score.
And of and as you said, there is a link on the website to have a look at the Taiwanese
The Taiwanese
technologies that you would
connections,
have
yes.
access to. Okay, so it is all there. Absolutely
Absolutely.
amazing. So universities, NGOs, innovators, entrepreneurs, healthcare professionals, sports scientists, wellness practitioners, community leaders, submit your ideas, and it's all about solving problems. It's using innovation. As you said, the four criteria are there, and all the instructions are on the website as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Changing lives, finding solutions, and walking off with a healthy sum, you could with $30,000. And just Clive, by the way, the first, second, and third, you said you're focusing on South Africa this year. Does that mean first, second, and third place will be a South African, or
No,
is
no, no. So it's a global
global?
campaign,
Right. Okay.
but this is the first year South Africa was invited
All
to
right.
be part of something like this.
Got
So,
it.
and also like just to, if I could leave everyone with something,
Please.
somewhere in South Africa right now, there's an idea sitting in someone's head, a health solution they've imagined for their community, their patients, their people, and this campaign exists and gives you that platform. I mean, like I said, submit before the 5th of August. And the worst thing that could happen is nothing changes. The best, you could win 30,000 US dollars, fly to Taiwan, and build something that improves thousands of lives.
Be mentored, also you're mentored.
Absolutely mentored. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And again, I think one of the worst things that could happen, you'd get a global connection.
One of the worst things. Clive, thank you so much. You sound, very energetic about and excited about this. And so are we, that it's coming to South Africa and that South Africans have an opportunity to take part is wonderful. And who knows?
Absolutely.
Hopefully you'll keep us updated, Clive. When will the
Absolutely.
winners, when, if it 5th of August has to be submitted by, do you know when they'll be announcing the winners?
Yes, around November it culminates toward that date. So we'll
Gosh.
definitely come back into Kai and be in the hot seat again with you, Nikki, and
Fabulous.
we'll chat about the winning proposals. Hopefully it's one
Wonderful.
of you guys from South Africa.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? First, second, and third place. How's that?
Oh,
Not
dream
too cheeky.
team, dream team.
The dream team. Clive, thank you so much for joining us. It's really been great having you on the show, and let's hope we get lots of South Africans, taking part and contributing and just thinking with an
Absolutely.
innovative, amazing mind. Thank you for joining us,
Absolutely. And on last words, go healthy with Taiwan, Kai FM.
Clive. Thanks, Clive. Go well.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
mate.
Clive Maestri here on 101.9 Chai FM. Of course, he is the spokesperson for the Go Healthy with Taiwan 2026 campaign. And he also represents healthcare media in South Africa with MediMag ZA. So I think this is an amazing, amazing opportunity. This is for everybody and anybody who has an idea, who wants to solve a problem, certainly thinking of health and well-being in South Africa. Gosh, there's so many problems, and the amazing thing is you get to team up with certain Taiwanese technologies. You get to use those in your proposal. They then build whatever it is you come up with if you win, and you walk off with $30,000. My goodness. We're going to take a break, and then we will be back.